This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Senate Banking Committee is holding a hearing today on how Wall Street has extended its reach into commodities. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has been looking into this from Washington. Good morning, Nancy.
Hey, David.
What are the banks doing and why?
Banks have really jumped into the commodities market, and they're not just trading things like cotton and metals, David. They also own power plants and warehouses. The New York Times is reporting that Goldman Sachs was able to raise the price of aluminum. The Times says Goldman owns 27 warehouses in Detroit where tons of aluminum is stored. Goldman charges rent, and according to the Times, Goldman shuffled aluminum among its warehouses so rent was paid longer.
So who loses out here when aluminum prices go up?
David, do you ever have a can of beer?
It's been known to happen.
Then you're paying a bit more because the aluminum in that can costs more. And it's not just beer cans. Here's Barbara Shook with the Energy Intelligence Group in Houston.
Aluminum is in your frozen food packaging. It's in canned food packaging, your soup cans, your corn and peas. All of that has aluminum in it. They're not tin cans. They're aluminum cans.
And David Shook says we also pay more at the pump when banks speculate in oil. The Times says oil speculation added about $10 per tank of gas for the average American driver in 2011.
So what are members of Congress and federal regulators actually worried about?
Well, David, if banks get involved in risky commodity investments and then need a government bailout, does that sound familiar? The whole economy could be affected.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer in Washington. Thank you.
You're welcome.